With a bounce in my step and very excited, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is on its way to visit the Drury Roastery. Yes, the Drury Roastery, a very famous roastery that has been pioneering for a long, long time the coffee scene in London, way before the artisan roasters have arrived. And I've actually just turned into Grimscott Street, which is where they are based, and I can already smell the smells of roasted coffee. It's quite windy today, so maybe it's because of that that the wind is carrying the familiar smell of coffee being roasted. So I've walked from London Bridge, it's about a 20 minute walk to here, towards Tower Bridge Road, and then into Grange Road, and then from Grange Road you turn into an industrial estate, Grimscott Street, and here I am. And it's a bit noisy because there are roadworks on the way as well, but I'm full of anticipation to actually find the Drury Roastery. I have to just follow my nose, I guess. It's number 15. Well, I often wonder how good my sense of smell is because I walked straight past it. But here I am, a lovely young man pointed me towards the right direction. And of course, the smell is intensifying. I should be here by 2 o'clock, and it is a bit before 2 o'clock. It's quietening down here a little bit. And I'm walking into the industrial estate where Drury's home is. It used to be Drury Lane, of course, and now they've grown so much and they've grown into the east end of London, SE. In Southwark, very close to Tower Bridge. And I'm still trying to find the right door. This is Unit 7A, and I've got to go to Unit 15. The smell is intensifying. Well, I have arrived, and to my astonishment, there's not a single sign of Drury anywhere, but I know it's the door. It's Unit 15, and I'm walking in. I can't wait to meet Ricardo and get shown around the roastery.